Good afternoon. This is KHSU's Dale Nort News Team with the North Coast Update. I'm Susan Andrews. Crescent City Police Department was still at last report investigating a downtown shooting that occurred last Wednesday afternoon. The shooting resulted in one person being sent to the hospital with a bullet wound to the arm. Dale Nort Triplicate reporter Tony Reed writes that 21-year-old Trenton Andrews of Dale Nort County was taken to the hospital for treatment of the gunshot wound. Upon release from the hospital, Andrews was booked into county jail with two counts of assault with a deadly weapon, in this case, his vehicle. At about 2:17 Wednesday afternoon, callers reported to 911 that someone was shooting in front of Chase Bank. Crescent City Police Chief Ivan Minsel told Reed that several law enforcement agencies responded to the location. Witnesses told authorities that two subjects had been arguing and cursing at each other in front of the bank. Reed writes that Micah Ingram, a witness, was working outside off 3rd Street when he heard the argument escalating. He said the driver of the car had a large knife and began throwing rocks at the other subject's truck. Ingram says the two were some distance apart, with the truck owner telling Andrews to drop the knife. Minsel added that witnesses reported that when the driver of the truck attempted to leave on foot, Andrews got in his car and drove toward the man, whose name was not yet released by police. The man, witnesses said, had to jump over the hood of Andrews' car to avoid being hit. Some of the witnesses ran into nearby Custom Design Graphics to get someone to call police. The owner, a retired corrections officer whose name was also not being released, exited the building with a handgun and ordered the driver to stop. It was then that Ingram said the driver tried to go forward and shots were fired at the car. The car drove away on 3rd Street, and Reed writes it was found on Howland Hill Road, and the driver was arrested and transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of a single gunshot wound to the right arm. Along the south parking lane of 3rd Street were three bullet casings and broken automotive window glass. Another casing was found on the sidewalk. Investigating officers cordoned off the area with police tape as they interviewed witnesses. Minsel said officers interviewed 10 to 12 witnesses, and more may come forward. He thanked assisting officers from the Dale Nort County Sheriff's Office, California Highway Patrol, State Parks, and Harbor Security for their assistance. No other parties were injured in the incident, and the block was reopened to traffic after about 90 minutes. This past week, Dale Norters had a chance to hear from candidates running for Dale Nort County Supervisor and the Dale Nort County Unified School District Board of Trustees. On Wednesday in Klamath, the first forum featured Bob Berkowitz and David Finnegan, who are running for the District 5 seat on the Board of Supervisors. Thursday's forum was a youth-led event featuring District 1 candidates Roger Gitlin and Catherine Murray. Additionally, Judy Courts, Charlene Mazai, and Roger Daly, who are running for the District 4 seat on the school board, were featured. That event was held at Mary Peacock Elementary School. Both events were sponsored by the True North Organizing Network. An ad posted online as a prelude to Thursday's youth-led event began like this.
Local youth have been getting loud on national, state, and local platforms, and this is what Dale Nort and adjacent tribal lands youth get loud about.
Safe schools. Schools, not prisons.
Destroying the school-to-prison pipeline.
Justice for all Native people.
Black Lives Matter.
For the undocumented who can't vote.
All go for all.
Because we are all downstream.
For women's rights and equality.
Queer equality.
Justice for trans women of color.
Mental health for gay and trans youth.
Better opportunities for our future generations.
Because it's time for Dale Nort to listen to youth voice.
Change begins with youth.
Rural is strong. Get loud.
The Dale Nort Triplicate writes that the idea for a youth-led community forum for the local election grew out of the Youth Training Academy, a 6-week-long program put on by the Talawa Dene Nation and Building Healthy Communities. Taylor Patch, a True North youth organizer, told the Triplicate that in addition to embarking on a series of community service projects, there was also a civic engagement portion led by True North. After the academy, the youth in the civic engagement pathway of the program met with True North, Redwood Voice, the youth-led media program, and Gender Talk, a program focused on LGBTQ issues, and proposed the idea of leading a forum. In the weeks leading up to the forum, a group of 15 young adults ages 14 to 24 began brainstorming topics. Two key issues they wanted to discuss with school board members were bullying and LGBTQ issues. With Marie and Gitlin, they wanted to know their plans for working with local youth and including them in decision-making. And finally, Sunday afternoon and evening, residents were invited to dinner and or drinks at Superfly in Brookings, where they were waited on by nurses, dentists, clinicians, and friends of Team Redwood, all to raise monies as they gear up for their annual trip to Haiti to provide food, medical supplies, and medical attention to the people of Haiti this December. All tips from the evening went directly to Team Redwood. Team Redwood, a grassroots group of professionals and friends from Del Norte, has been providing medical missions in Haiti since the major earthquake in 2010. They work in orphanages, missions, and community centers in the poorest areas of Haiti annually. To learn more, visit Team Redwood's Facebook page or www.teamredwood.org. For the North Coast Update, I'm Susan Andrews, and that concludes this edition of the North Coast Update, a collaborative effort by KHSU's Del Norte News Team.